The Obama administration is pushing Congress to help with the issue of funding wildfire prevention efforts and how the Forest Service pays for them. In six of the past 10 years, the cost of fighting wildfires was higher than what the Forest Service was budgeted. When this happens, the money for firefighting efforts must come out of other areas of the Forest Service budget. That includes efforts that could improve forest health and prevent future wildfires from spreading as rapidly. Jean Wade Evans is a deputy regional forester in California. She says the lack of funding for forest health is taking its toll.
We've identified anywhere from 6 to 9 million acres of the 20 million acres of national forest lands just in California are at risk from a health perspective, either because they're a little too dense or they have some real insect and disease problems. At last count, we had over 66 million dead trees in the Sierra Nevada foothills. And we've probably been a bit hampered at trying to mitigate the risk of that and deal with the long-term forest health issues around that just based on some of the problems that have been described.
The issue is not a new one, but White House Office of Management and Budget Director Sean Donovan says he'd like to see Congress act to prevent it from being an issue again.
The concern is that this year we have a funding level that's roughly flat from last year, and we know that with climate change, with the drought that we have in California and many other places in the country, we do expect the cost this fiscal year to continue to climb, and we are very concerned that we will not have adequate funding for firefighting in the coming year.
There's been some talk in Congress about different approaches to fix the funding shortfall. One proposed solution has been to allow for disaster funding to be directed towards forest fires. Donovan says he's preferential to a proposal by President Barack Obama that would increase Forest Service funding.
It makes sure that we wouldn't have negative impacts on other kinds of natural disasters. For example, we wouldn't be stealing money from FEMA, the money that they have to respond to whether it's hurricanes or floods like we've seen in Louisiana and West Virginia and Texas and so many other places, and that money could go directly to the Forest Service and to the Park Service, who are the experts on fighting fires.
Donovan says the administration is reaching out to different members of Congress to try and get everyone on the same page. He says he's optimistic that a long-term solution can be reached in the lame duck session. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.